Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Hard Rock Artist Lounge at Odyssey Beach Festival. Hi, I'm Ashley O, and this is Muse. First of all.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Yeah, doing good. Thanks.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Happy almost birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday in a couple of days. It was Chris's yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Happy unbirthday.
Yeah.
yeah.
Matt in 6 months.
Yeah. So what'd you get for them? Like, do you throw joint birthday parties now?
Yeah. What do you want for Christmas? I mean, sorry, your birthday. What do you want?
Oh, joint presents.
I was going to get you a piece of art, actually, but it was too expensive. I was at Art Basel just now, and Dom's a big art fan, do you know what I mean? So I was trying to pick him out some kind of cool... What's that artist you like?
Mark Ryden painting or something.
Like, yeah, just a cool 250K.
Cool few hundred.
Nice, yeah. Maybe next year.
It's clear
just
that
a
you...
sketch. There's no pencil sketch.
Birthdays this year. It's, you know, we've all done the 40ths.
Is that the really last
the next
big
one's
birthday?
A few years away, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're officially that age now where you sort of forget your age on purpose. You know, it's like you kind of like 40, 41, something. I don't know. I can't remember.
It's like you just want to do a 10-year anniversary of your birth moving forward.
Exactly.
It's clear you guys are art fans. Actually, one of my favorite things you do is repost fan art a lot. Who was the brainchild behind doing that? Or is it just something you guys are all passionate about and it was natural to share?
I think we all do that. I think it's amazing when you see a fan take the time to do like an amazing painting or drawing or something. And the craziest one is when they do tattoos, you know, because you always feel like, oh my God, like... What are they thinking? You know, but at the same time, it's a huge compliment. So I feel like we must post that stuff and like let people know that we appreciate it. You know,
what's the craziest fan tattoo you've seen?
I don't know, a lot of them like they ask you to sign their arm, and then they turn up at the gig the next day and they've had the scribble tattooed on. So you have to be like careful how you do that, because you know that's going to be on there for life. Yeah, I kind of tell people frequently not to do that, because. I mean, my signature's awful. It's just like it looks like a child's done it.
I saw my face on someone's leg. That was pretty weird.
How do you react to that in the moment?
Down there,
just do you picture a nice little selfie?
Exactly. Yeah, I should have. Well, maybe not been appropriate this day and age, but yeah.
Well, you guys are on a roll right now. Let's talk Grammys. Big nomination coming up. This would be your third Grammy. The question, what are you wearing? Do you already know?
Oh, are we going?
Some clothes, hopefully.
I always wonder what the process is behind plotting that out, because you guys do. You have great fashion sense, great style.
Come on, how could you say that right now?
You just came from Art Basel. You're basiled. The socks in the sand might not be the smartest move today, but we'll learn that lesson later, I suppose.
I got no idea whether... What we might
I'll be wearing something by
wearing.
Heidi, what's he called? Heidi Slimane. You know, that guy? He's a great clothing designer. I had dinner with him the other day. He's a lovely guy. And he's like way cooler than me when it comes to clothing. So I'll just say, give me something to wear and he'll do it. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I wish that was an everyday option. Just please dress me. You guys will be celebrating the new album. It is The Will of the People. And what I love is it is a collection of your greatest hits of songs never released. Is that right?
That was kind of the idea. Yeah. We reached a point in our record deal where we were supposed to do a greatest hits, you know, and we said, oh, can we just delay that for a little bit and we'll make up for it by making an album that sounds like a greatest hit. So that was kind of the idea that we took, you know. So it's kind of like every song's like a little bit of a kind of a revisit of something we've done before, but we tried to update it a bit, you know.
It's a very rock and roll, like, I'll give you your greatest hits of all time album. Here's all new songs.
Yeah.
It's as if you guys tried to create a greatest hits album. I think maybe that's where the Halloween song comes from. Like, did you think every greatest hits album has a holiday song? What would a Muse holiday song be?
I mean, Christmas wasn't a good sit with us. I mean, like, you know, every band has a Christmas song, or every artist tends to, and like, we're just a bit too moody for that. Do you know what I mean? A bit too miserable.
I don't know, someone's got to do it, though. I
mean, Halloween Christmas has to exist.
There hasn't been a great rock Christmas song for a long time. I don't think.
Okay, maybe we'll do that next time.
I think we need to go there one day.
But it seems like Halloween was wide open. Like, no one's, why is Halloween song not a big thing? Like, what, I feel like everyone should do a Halloween song. You know?
And Thanksgiving also. Like, somebody shine a light on the turkey for crying out loud. Maybe that's what it is, a collection of Thanksgiving songs from Muse. That's what we're going to go. There is something very unusual on the album, Ghosts. It's like... just you, but it wouldn't be on the album without the push of you two. I think that's very Muse-esque. Can you tell us a little bit about how the ballad came to be?
Yeah, Dom, why did you want to put that on the album?
It's beautiful. It really is.
I mean, out of all the tracks we had, you know, there was one song where obviously it was just Matt playing the piano. That was always what it was going to be. And I just thought, you know, in the context of the album, you know, it sat in a really good place. It added a great dynamic to the album in itself. So I thought, you know, rather than just blasting out some other big rock track, you know, bringing the kind of the vibe down a little bit and having something a bit more kind of personal and mellow would be a nice touch to the album. So it's cool.
Well, and it's a compilation. Like, that's kind of what I think the theme ended up being in the end.
Like, we never really had like many songs that you could call like a ballad or something. So we thought like we've got to do it. If it's going to be a greatest of, you know, it should have one of those on. Yeah.
Did I read somewhere that you had it sitting around though? There was something about this song that had already been pinned or some melody already kind of in your head for a while?
Like the piano-y part I'd had around for like a few years, but I never wrote a vocal for it until this album. Yeah.
That must be something that happens often, like quick ideas and then you write them down. Have you ever revisited an idea and thought, well, that was weird?
I found out we accidentally revisited an idea on this album. I can't say the song name. It's We Are Effing Effed. We have a song called that on the album.
Beep, beep,
and I didn't even realize, but some fan posted on Instagram from 2006 or something ridiculous, us playing that verse riff just for like a second.
The Psycho was that as well. I mean, Psycho was...
Yeah, so there's old riffs. Ancient. That, like, yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, Psycho was like mid-90s or something. And then like it appears on an album in 2016. So there's all sorts of weird forgotten riffs that just appear like many years later.
That has to be fun to go back and see. I mean, it must be a box for inspiration too, when you're feeling a little like, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? We need direction with something. Do you find yourself going back to all these old places?
Dig around the bucket of old riffs.
Dig around,
I mean,
well, what's interesting is sometimes you do an idea and it's like, it doesn't feel right. It feels completely wrong. But then obviously people's tastes change and music changes and then suddenly, oh, it actually fits now. You know, so there's probably a bunch of stuff now from like, the late 90s or even early 2000s that we've forgotten about, you know, like old B-sides that never made it that are probably quite cool now, you know, you never know.
Well, and you're a thoughtful band. It is about how it places. It's also about how it looks. I mean, obviously we just talked about how you're into art. Your staging is incredible, whether it's some big alien coming at you or tiny little pieces of confetti shaped like your silhouette being rained down from cannons. I mean, how involved are you guys when it comes to the staging and the setup?
A great deal. Yeah, we always have been.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I think we started getting into bigger venues like many years ago, and we're like, how are we gonna, you know, not just like look like three dicks on stage? So we kind of started getting into like the creativity of trying to put on a production and make it more of a show and something that's a bit more theatrical. And I think that the theatrics are something that we've just been kind of evolving and growing over time. Like the last tour, big tour we did in the last album, we had like 12 performers with us on stage doing various things as well. So really up the theatrics. But yeah, it's just a great way to, you know, add another layer of creativity to the band.
Even the merch super cool this time around. Lots of art, lots of color, tape decks. I mean, I don't know where we'll play them, but I think that they are really very cool.
It's just a collector's piece.
Just a little bit. It's definitely something to look at, though.
I think it's people that play cassettes, I think.
I bought a CD player the other day.
Oof.
Yeah, weird.
Why?
It hurts.
That's because I found all my old CDs from when I was way younger. And I was like, you know what? I do actually want to listen to some of these because I think some of them are so obsolete, you can't really find them digitally anymore. So I actually bought a CD player. So I'm slowly working my way through a load of old junk.
Wait, what was the first CD you played?
Oh, God. I just can't remember now. Don't know. I don't remember.
Because it is like a library of unreleased music almost when you look back
on
them.
I think it was, I don't know what it was. I think it was some weird Aphex Twin record or something like that. But yeah.
Well, Will of the People, it is out. Check it out. Muse, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Cheers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.